I don't know of anyone that's painting on this scale and with this kind of subject. I mean, it was kind of very unusual before and after. So I can't think of anyone repeating this, even remotely, in the second half of the 18th century in Britain. So it is his unique selling point, for sure.
Sure.
And then, of course, after he gets back from Rome, he's transitioning into a landscape and more poetic and literary subject matter, you know, much less about contemporary world, much more about, you know, this sort of cult of sensibility, much more like that, and landscapes that are responding, again, to light and dark through, you know, the cave imagery and Vesuvius erupting, all the fireworks over Castel San Angelo kind of thing. But they are all largely based in Italy, of course, as opposed to these, which are very much British subject matters.